I'm NASCAR Steve, and it's time for the Fast Lane. The big news of the week, penalties from Phoenix. What we all thought was going to be a small issue that was found in pre-race for the Hendrick cars turned into four-race suspensions and $100,000 fines for the crew chiefs, as well as 100 regular points and 10 playoff point penalty for the 9, 48, 5, 24, and 31 cars. All teams have filed an appeal with NASCAR, citing documented inconsistency and unclear communication from NASCAR, and that the recent comparable penalties have been from post-race inspections, not prior to qualifying. Appeals haven't went well for these type of violations in the past year, but I agree with Hendrick that most of the past fines were actually used in qualifying and the races. Eric Amarola lost his tire changer in Jackman for 2 weeks due to an improperly attached wheel and tire that he lost on the track on Sunday. And Denny Hamlin got himself in a little hot water this week. On the final lap of Sunday's race, Denny collided with Ross Chastain. Both lost a bunch of spots at the finish. Denny stated on his Actions Detrimental podcast that the move was intentional and a payback for a tangle between the two drivers in the clash. Someone from NASCAR was listening and took the bait. They fined Denny $50,000 and 25 owner points for two violations, attempting to manipulate the outcome of a race and actions detrimental to the sport. At least the podcast is aptly named. Goodyear will be testing tires at North Wilkesboro Speedway next week. Zane Smith, Corey Heim, and Carson Hocevar are going to be the ones in attendance. And finally, Jimmy Johnson announced a couple more weekends on his part-time schedule for this year. Seven-time will race the COTA circuit for the first time and also Charlotte for the Coke 600. It's a triple-header weekend as all three series head to Atlanta Motor Speedway. This 1.5-mile track was repaved and reconfigured in 21, raising the banking to 28 degrees. They also made an adjustment to the pit entrance this year. Now the commitment line will be in Turn 3. It's a big change. I bet there's going to be a lot of speeding penalties this weekend. The Craftsman trucks fired up on Saturday. Corey Heim is the defending champ of the race, and Matt Crafton is also a prior winner. You can catch the Freight 208 at 1 p.m. on FS1. The Xfinity teams make it a double on Saturday. Justin Allgaier and defending champ of the race Austin Hill are the only prior winners in the field. You can catch the Raptor King of Tough 250 coverage at 4 p.m. on FS1. The Cup teams race on Sunday. Harvick leads here, although most of his success was on the old track. He has 3 wins, 9 top 5s, and 16 top 10s. Brad Keselowski and Kyle Busch have 2 wins each, and Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and defending champ William Byron are also prior winners. Blaney leads the driver ratings, followed by Martin Truex, Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, and Alex Bowman. Hendrick leads the Wood Brothers 16-12, and Chevrolet leads Builders with 43 wins. Ford has 34, and Toyota has 3. Qualifying is at 11:30 Saturday on FS1, and the AmBetter Health 400 coverage begins at 2 p.m. Sunday on Fox. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's the Fast Lane for St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by Meekoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned and go-to guys for everything automotive, and they have the best prices on Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniral tires. And by Southside Auto Exit 310 Indian River, they have the best selection of Legend steel and aluminum trailers they've ever had, and a full line of accessories for whatever vehicle you drive.